Welcome to A Day in the Life. I love this new show. It gets to show a quick spotlight on what's going on and how things actually happen. Really. You know, we had New York Times bestseller on for our first iteration where he talked about, hey, what's his daily life like? Now, A Day in the Life on this episode is, how do we go from a concept saying, hey, you know what? We have a great event. We have a great thing we want to accomplish. But how do we go from point A to point B to point C to a successful conclusion? How's it going, brother? Welcome.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You know, one thing about social media is we didn't have, like, I don't even know how we would have done this like 10 years ago.
Not a clue.
I look in the back of a news. Seriously, how do we do it? Back of a newspaper, MySpace, or some other crap, and be like, "Oh, that looks cool." Nowadays,
you're maybe too young, man. But I remember the days when we had the comic books, you know, and you flipped in the back, and there was ads posted with like sea monkeys and stuff like that, right? So,
yeah. You bring up comic books, and I'm going off the reservation here for a second. But I used to go to Mile High Comics, and you have to check the comics you want, and you send in, and you wait like, you know, 6 months later, you get like your stack of comic books in, and you're like, oh wow, cool. Yeah. I remember. Believe me, I'm a comic head, man. I got like 5,000 of those things somewhere around here, and wow. I love them, man. I love them.
Nice.
But that goes to show you, like, a lot of us are closet geeks, man. I mean, you're not that much older than me. You're, you know, maybe a decade, less than a decade.
I'm 58, so, you know, not too much older than you.
A decade.
But, yeah, you're right, man. I mean, social media, and, you know, you either look at it as being a blessing or a hindrance because, you know, you got so many of these keyboard warriors that are out there that just get on there and think that they have a right to do whatever to anybody, and the online bullying and things that happen. But for the most part, you know, it's just been a wonderful tool to help get messages out that need to be put out there to general public, like what we do for our warriors. You know, I mean, before this, you and I were talking about the racing that you do with your EOD guys, and that's really awesome.
We have to keep this connection, you know, and that's the greatest thing about having technology in our hand now is like, if I'm not having a tough day, man, I could just reach out and text someone and say, dude, what's going on? How are you doing? And then, you know, you just spark up a conversation. So let's get in. What do you have going on, and how did this all start?
Well, I'd like to thank you for having us on again to be able to talk about the Shadow Warrior Riders Motorcycle Club annual event that we hold in Orlando, Florida. It's called Warrior Weekend. Obviously, this year it's Warrior Weekend 2021. The motorcycle club is that. We are a motorcycle club that's comprised of veterans, first responders, Gold Star family members. We also have Patriot members who still really like what we do and what we stand for, but are not service-related individuals. And we limit the amount of those individuals that join us because we want to keep the roots of what we are there, being a military and veteran and, you know, first responder club. So this started many years ago. We did an event. We were looking to do an event, and we did it in Daytona Beach. And a buddy of mine up in Minnesota, we started talking, and he had a nonprofit foundation that was called Dog Tag Furniture. And, you know, looking at the name Dog Tag Furniture, I had no idea what they were. And he started to tell me that he makes these wooden flags. I've got a flag hanging over my head here. And what he was doing is he was selling these flags at $150 a piece. And then he was helping to bury military veterans that couldn't afford a funeral. And I was like, what do you mean you can't afford a funeral? I mean, doesn't the VA take care of them? And I think at the time when we were doing this, it was like a maximum benefit of $300 that they were paying to bury our veterans. And how this all came about for him is that his battle buddy just lost his battle, you know, to a post-traumatic stress and ended up killing himself. And, you know, he wanted to come up for the funeral, and the wife said, we just can't afford it. So he started making these flags, and we put together a fundraiser for him. And our VIP that time was Colonel Mike Waltz, who is now Congressman Mike Waltz. He came out and was just a great VIP to have out there. And it's just been going every year through one of my great friends and brother from another mother, Ryan Weaver, who is a Black Hawk helicopter pilot, 2-time Gold Star family member, lost his brother and his brother-in-law in combat. He got me hooked up with the Benghazi survivors. So we work with Boone, Tonto, and Tig. And we ourselves as the MC are not a nonprofit. Nonprofits actually seek us out to do fundraisers for them. So kind of a long about way, July 30th and 31st here in Orlando is Warrior Weekend 2021. And this year we are raising funds for Chris Tonto Peranto's foundation, which is called 14th Hour Foundation. It's actually the second event that we've done for Chris. We've got some great people coming out here as well, man.
You know, when you bring up, yeah, you're not a nonprofit, but that's the same thing with my show. I'm not a nonprofit, but I do like raising awareness. I love having the platform, and you guys have a great platform. Social media, everybody look down below. There's little Warrior Weekend 2021. You could check that out. And we're also going to put up a link to where you're going. But one thing I want to talk about is, you know, when someone reaches out to you, putting together an event is not an easy thing. You have the venue. Yeah. The venue, you have guest lists, you have contact lists. You can't do it by yourself. So let's go from concept. Okay. Let's go right to the concept, man. Let's get into this because I want people to know what it's like that goes into this. So if they want to do the same type of thing, they kind of know how to do it.
I don't want to give them my secrets, man. I want them to call us and let us do it for them. Come on, man. Well, give away all my trade secrets. No, I mean, it's
no, you know what I mean, man. Yeah, don't give away the trade secrets.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there that can that have deep pockets and they can stroke a check and get a great venue, hire in Molly Hatchet to come to play or whoever else, spend $50,000 to put on a charity event and give a dollar to the foundation that they're raising funds for. I mean, I'm exaggerating on that case. But what we do with the motorcycle club is we literally just go around and knock on doors and beg and borrow and really plead our case to what we are doing, to the foundation that we're raising money for. And we try to get everything donated, kind of like an in-kind donation. So we're going to put you on the back of our event t-shirts. We're going to post you up on our websites and our social media. We're going to invite you down. We're going to treat you like a king when you come down to us. So from concept, we have somebody that reaches out to us and says, hey, we went to one of your events. We'd like you to raise funds for us. Okay, what do you envision? What's your vision? So like next year, I'm already working on 2022 Warrior Weekend, and that's going to be for Wheelchairs for Warriors. And these are a couple of gals out in Texas that build custom wheelchairs measured and everything exactly for the veteran that needs them. So they've been to a couple of our events and okay, where do we do it at? We always do it in Florida. Why do we do it in Florida, Orlando, Florida? Because it makes a great vacation destination. People can come out here, visit Harry Potter, visit Mickey Mouse, what have you. Usually the weather's pretty decent during the times of year that we hold them. So everything starts with our Friday night event. We do a Warrior concert. This year in 2021, we've got Blackbird Anthem, and we've got Ryan Weaver and his entire band coming in from Nashville. So we got to find a place to hold our concert. How many people do we expect to come? Where are we going to do that? Most of the times when I reach out to a venue to hold the concert, they're more than willing to donate the facilities or at least give us the facilities at an extremely discounted rate. The event venue for the concert this year is the Abbey, which is located in downtown Orlando. It's really a quaint kind of 1920s vibe, Art Deco-ish concert venue. Great location. Second thing is that we got to find a hotel. We got lots of people that fly in for our events, not just within the United States, but from all over the world. So we need to make it convenient to them to fly in, to be able to get the hotel, what's around the hotel for them to do when they're not attending one of our, you know, events throughout the day. So this year we're working with Marriott. It's the Orlando downtown Marriott. And basically we have the run at the facility. The whole second floor promenade is ours. So Friday night, the concert at the Abbey, and then the part two of it, which is our main event, the sit down dinner gala, that's on Saturday, the 31st. So it literally takes us, and I say us because it takes a village, not just one person, about 6 months to plan these because we're all either active duty police officers, hose draggers, or retired military or cops or firefighters. So we all have our daytime jobs. We don't have deep pockets. So it takes a lot of door knocking. a lot of asking, and there are a lot of no's. You'd be surprised how many no's you get. You just can't be discouraged with getting a no. That's part of the fundraising game.
You know, it's more of like a day in a life. It's more like 6 months in a life of trying to get point. Like, look, you're already thinking about 2022, mm-hmm. but then you're thinking about the venues. And like you said, you know, getting from no to yes, sometimes it just sucks, man.
Yeah.
Luckily, I've been really like fortunate to run into a lot of yeses in my life. But good man, when that no comes, sometimes it's like a stab in the back because you're like, why wouldn't you support this?
Yeah. It hurts even more when the no comes from another veteran or a veteran owned business. I mean, I understand. And don't get me wrong, man, we're coming out of a horrific time with all the business shutdowns with COVID. And it's really difficult for some of these small businesses to come off cash for a donation. And that's cool, man. We get it. But, you know, put together a little gift basket. You got a T-shirt and you got a hat. I mean, dude, I got to thank you so much for putting together one of your books that you autographed for us, T-shirts, hats, coins, patches. I mean, it was awesome. So that'll go on our silent auction table, and we're going to raise some good money for some veterans and first responders that need the help through 14th Hour Foundation. So hey, you know, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Anytime, man. Anybody out there listening, here's what we want to go into next is how can we help? One thing I want to show is how easy it is to go to the Warrior. You're just going to go to this little website here. Beep, 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 beep. And if you can't, you just Google it. You find them on IG, Facebook, and all that stuff. Go there. I'm going to share the screen of how easy it is to sign up for tickets or sign up for events. And hey, you know what? Another thing is if you can't make it, maybe just throw like $5 in a till or something like that.
Yeah.
Share the message too. If you don't have money, share the message. Share, like. Because believe it, social media helps, man.
It's like if you go on to, you got lots of people. Let's take Facebook, for instance, right? Facebook gets a lot of bad publicity about, you know, censoring certain kind of conservative outlets. And I mm-hmm. get that. But look, if you got 4,000 followers on your Facebook page, and you know, we can't call them friends because some of them are just, hey, what's this guy got going on? Figure if you had 4,000 friends and everybody hopped onto this website you're showing and went to the donate and donated $1, we just raised $4,000. And who can't really afford $1? I mean, if you're on Facebook, you can afford Wi-Fi. So, I mean,
yeah.
Help out these veterans and first responders. And let me tell you, man, if you've not been living under a rock over the last year and seeing what has happened to our let's just talk about law enforcement, what they have been going through and what they're facing on a daily basis. I mean, how can you not want, if you're a freaking patriot, man, how can you not want to reach out and at least donate $1 to help? We're people, you know, just because you wear a badge, I mean, you still bleed, you know? I mean, these guys strap on a gun belt. Our firefighters drag a hose into a burning building. This is daily. And then not to mention that we've been involved in our longest conflict in U.S. history with the war on terror. It's just...
Yeah, believe me. Yeah. I mean, you and I both know with the military, with the background, with everything. Just so you know, I just showed everybody while you were talking how easy it is to go and donate. So the protectors will be donating an additional $50 today as soon as we get off the line here. Everybody show how it's just really that quick. The reason I can donate a little bit is because, you know, I do want to give a shout out to Deliver Fund for always being there for the protectors. So, hey, let's make this happen. Everybody, you have to go. I'm going to throw up some links while we're here. Best way to find you is to go to IG or go to Facebook, look around, see what you like, share the message. Also go to the website.
I know you got the website up there is for our Square store, which is cool. Now we actually have a dedicated website, which is shadowwarriormc.com. That gives our mission statement that has all of our past events, pictures. It's got some great music from our two, we'll call them our house bands. Don't get mad at me, Ryan Weaver. He's a Nashville recording star. I mean, the guy is freaking awesome. He is a part of the Shadow Warrior Riders Motorcycle Club. Adam Martin with Blackbird Anthem. Great backstory with Adam Martin, man. He came back from the sandbox and was dealing with his post-traumatic stress and got onto YouTube and taught himself how to play guitar on YouTube. Now he's a recording artist, an award-winning recording artist. But that's not his day job. He's actually a tenured college professor here in Florida, which, you know, we use that as kind of like, you know, to know your members when we got new prospective members that want to become part of the motorcycle club. You know, we say, they may get it. I mean, his road name is Professor. So we say, what's Professor's day job? And they're thinking, oh, he's a recording artist, because that's all they see him as. But yeah, I mean, get onto our website, look around, listen to Ryan's music, listen to Adam Martin's music, look at some of the past events we've done, look at what's coming up. There's direct links on there to go to the store to get your event tickets and what have you. And, you know, we're trying to grow this slowly. We're working on our fifth year now. So it's quality over quantity when it comes to us bringing members into the club. There's lots of different motorcycle clubs and riding clubs and organizations out there that you can go and, you know, and ride with and have a good time. But this is actually, you know, you got to earn the patch that you're getting with the Shadow Warrior Riders Motorcycle Club. It's not just given. You have to be a veteran. You have to be service related, police, firefighter, EMT of that sort, just to get your foot in the door. But then you've got to earn the patch, and it takes about 6 months. And part of it is us teaching these new members history, teaching them what it means to be a fundraiser. And if I'm going to work 6 months to wear a billboard on my back, I want those efforts and my efforts and the efforts of my club to mean something and to give back to the community in which we live and ride in. So that's the main reason for us doing what we're doing, man. To just, you know, you got to love it, and you got to be out there, and you got to show support every day.
Absolutely, brother. And I appreciate what you're doing. I like the guests. I like the guest list. I'm going to actually, as soon as we stop recording here, we'll discuss a little logistics about next month, maybe. Come down here. But yeah, brother, everybody out there, how you can help is go to the website, look around, take a look at social media, donate. I just showed you how easy it was while he was just talking there real quick. Boom. We did it. We donated $50. So it's that easy.
Oh, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
There we go. $50 cash.
Cash.
Once
well,
minus
the square transaction fees that they charge. Us,
yeah.
Right?
So when my wife gets home from work tonight, she's going to go, hey, what's up with this $50? I'm like, hey, whoa.
Tell you about that big latte from Starbucks, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, three of those things is like $50. Right. Brother, I appreciate you coming on. Everybody, next month, look at the scroll below and you will see what's going on. Thank you.
Man. Thank you so much for having us on, man, and letting us share our event and what we do. I appreciate you, man. Look forward to seeing you someday soon.